This is URN.
The Culture Show Breakdown.
There's a really excellent play that's returning by popular demand called Dickens Abridged, which you mentioned earlier, which will be on at the Lakeside Arts Centre on the 17th, so this Tuesday coming. And it's basically a musical comedy that is a singing and dancing love letter to the life and works of Charles Dickens. So it speeds through his greatest hits, including Oliver Twist, Great Expectations, David Copperfield, The Tale of Two Cities, and of course A Christmas Carol. And it has been showered of praise by critics, and for example, The Stage has described it as witty, fast-paced and outrageous, and it also has the seal of approval from BBC Radio 4, which is always a good thing.
That's always a good thing, yeah.
Another theatre magazine has, just for those who are wondering what kind of thing it is a combination of Tenacious D and Monty Python. And that obviously
That's
combined with Charles Dickens. So yeah. It's supposed to be hilarious and very musical and entertaining. And there is a concession for students. So tickets are from £13 for students. And it's at the De Angeli Theatre for one night only. So I would really recommend going to see that.
I think I'm going to go.
I think I'd definitely like
that
to
That sounds very interesting.
Yeah, it's supposed to be hilarious.
I've heard from someone who's already seen it and is going to see it again that she spent the majority of the time on the sort of laughing and not actually taking in the play. It was so funny, and one man had to be escorted out. I haven't read that much Dickens.
you haven't?
No,
I'm a bit of a Dickens fan.
Are you? I mean, Christmas Carol. I've read. I've watched these sort of animated versions and everything like that. And then Great Expectations. I haven't seen.
That's actually the one I haven't read that I've brought myself. It's a bit challenging, apparently.
Is it?
Yeah. A bit heavy.
I hope the play... I'll be interesting to see
how
they...
I think they include a banjo as well, and apparently there's a fake execution and a woman is set on fire, part of the spectacles. Yeah, it looks really fun. I watched a little clip and, yeah, it's supposed to be really funny.
That's... And obviously... It's only on one night?
Yeah, well, it was on previously, earlier in October, actually, and because it was so popular, it's returning for one night only, but they are currently doing a tour because they went down really well at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. I think that's where it got spotted, and I can find out, if you like, where else it's going around. It might even be on in the... in Sheffield or somewhere nearby if you miss it on Tuesday.
Well, I should hopefully by Tuesday have done everything I need to do and not be too unwell to go and see it. But no, that looks very, very interesting. Over the UK, there was the mass celebration of the Diwali Festival, the Festival of Light. And every year, and it is every year, community of... I've forgotten. I've had a mind blank. Anyway, every year, the community that celebrate Diwali come together to obviously celebrate the Festival of Light. And I went along this year to see what it was all about. So you're now going to listen to my report of the Diwali event. So I'm here with the director of the Lakeside Arts Centre, Helen Lampard. Obviously today is the Diwali Festival.
Yeah.
How do you think it's gone so far?
Well, we're early doors just now because we've been setting up since about 9 o'clock this morning. Two big marquees on site and they went up, thank goodness, without much difficulty. We have an amazing Indian food stall, which, oh my goodness, the smells for that are fantastic.
I look forward to sampling the food.
I'm really hoping they've got my favourite, which is like potato dosa, which is like a potato pancake. It's just the most amazing thing. So I'm looking forward to that. Walk the Plank, who are our fire installation artists, are on site. And Walk the Plank are going to be creating a beautiful... gas lighting pattern around the lake.
I saw the start of it, the sort of circle, spray paint circle, and they were putting lights on.
Yeah.
And it's a walk around the entire lake, I believe.
Yeah, well, part way around, actually. We're not going to manage to go all the way around, partly because of the weather and partly because also we want to have the greatest amount of impact. So actually, I think what you've seen is the Tea Light Rangoli designs, and people are going to be invited to add to that and help make their own Tea Light Rangoli patterns as the evening goes on. So that really kicks off at 4 o'clock. The performance programme kicks off in the main marquee at 4 o'clock, and then at 5:15 the Robin Hood Orchestra will be performing, and that's our local youth orchestra, so it's wonderful to have them on board. There are 56 young players, and they have been practising a selection from Slumdog Millionaire, so I think that's going to be great fun.
So the tea lights.
Yeah, okay, well, we have two installations. One has been created by a company called Artcore from Derby, and they've been working in 22 Nottingham schools, so with children, to create decorated jam jars. They're really very pretty, very lovely iridescent and bright colours, and those are positioned in what we're calling the Dingley Dell, which is a lovely little wooded area very close to where the Stone Lions are located on the walk around the lake.
The creation of the floating boats,
the little diases, they're beautiful. They're made out of wax paper, and they're relatively simple to do. You just have to take a little bit of care, but we have a group of volunteers, including some students from the university, which is lovely, and they're led by Shumila Chaddy, and she is demonstrating how to make them, and people can drop in, and we're doing that at the boathouse, which seems very appropriate, just round on the left-hand side of the lake, and make their own, and then after 5:15, which is after the parade, they'll be able to float them onto the lake, weather permitting. If it's too choppy on the lake, they won't float, so we'll just peg them into the ground instead, but they'll still look very beautiful. Yeah. People will be able to do some taster sessions in tabla drumming, which I think will be amazing fun. I've actually always wanted to do that myself. Doll drumming, there's also Indian vocals, and there's some Indian percussion as well. So those are happening in just little 15-minute chunks where people can try it out. This is a family day. This is for everybody. So, you know, we're absolutely delighted to welcome people of all ages. And that's something that Lakeside wants to do all year round, not just at Diwali. But this is a very particular celebration which should appeal to and involve people of all ages, and families in particular.
History of Diwali. It's people celebrate Diwali to mark the victory of good over bad things and light over darkness. There is obviously a big story behind it, why it happened. We have a god called God Rama, and he's the incarnation of Lord Vishnu. So he was sent into exile for 14 years by his stepmom, who was called Kekeyi, because she wanted her son Bharat to become the king. But cutting long story short, anyway, he went and stayed in the prison, in the forest for 14 years. But when he comes back, people feel so happy to welcome their, you know, gods and goddesses. So he went with his wife Sita and his brother Lakshman. So when they come back from living in exile for 14 years, people put flowers everywhere, people decorate their house, they make rangoli patterns, they make lovely vegetarian food. So we don't eat meat during that day, and then celebrate Diwali to mark the victory of good over bad and light over darkness.
So what the celebrations of Diwali that you particularly enjoy?
What we enjoy? It's just like a chance for children to learn why it is important that we always hope and pray that good will always win, so that they can remember that, you know, they try to be good, you know, and do good to people. It doesn't mean like good for themselves, but be kind to other people, you know, and just to learn about the culture, because many of the children who are born and bred here don't get much chance to learn about or know about why people celebrate Diwali. So for Hindus living even in here, even in this country, you know, it just like sort of reminds them why Diwali is important, why they should celebrate.
You're making rangoli. What exactly is that?
We make rangoli patterns to welcome one of our goddess. She's called Goddess of Lakshmi. And she's the goddess who gives us good luck, wealth and prosperity, happiness. So in the Festival of Lights Diwali, we make rangoli patterns in front of our house using the rice flour, you know, so that we have the feet of Goddess Lakshmi coming to our house, so she can bless our house.
I'm here with Amber and Olivia, two student volunteers of the Diwali event. Why did you decide to get involved?
So we are volunteers at the Lakeside anyway, and we're kind of both art history students, but we both kind of did our A-level, I did an art foundation course, so we enjoy doing kind of craft activities and stuff, and this idea of kind of creating these kind of Dias floating lotus flowers and making them light across the lake was seemed quite spectacular, something I just wanted to get involved.
Yeah, I haven't done actual arts and crafts since being at uni, so I kind of miss doing it. I quite liked the idea of getting involved with something else and being able to volunteer at Lakeside Arts Centre. They have so many events on, so it was quite nice to do something different, and I've never been involved with a Diwali event so it was quite a nice way of getting involved with local community, because also being a student we don't really do anything for the community.
How difficult are they to make?
They look a lot harder than they actually are.
They do look very difficult. So, Ella, how is it going, the folding of the lotus flower?
It's not too bad. It's quite therapeutic. I mean,
everyone has said it's very therapeutic.
I thought I was a better folder.
No, you're not. You're not a better folder.
Then I obviously am.
It's subpar. That is subpar.
Oh, nice. Says the person who's already made one.
I know I've already made one. The HMS URN is a fine ship.
So that was my take of the Diwali festival, and I must say my lotus flower boat was absolutely superb.
I have seen a picture, I can vouch for that.
Thank you.
It did look very spectacular.
Thank you.
I was impressed.
Yeah.
And surprised.
I could try and teach the listeners on air how to make one, but it would be difficult. So
a lot of rustling.
A lot of rustling. Yes. So we won't. But do you now regret that you didn't go?
I'm sad that the weather put me off. I saw a little bit of rain and I was like, no, I think I'll give it a miss. And I've just been looking at the pictures and it looks really stunning, and I would have loved to have a chance to make my own lotus flower.
And of course it wasn't just, I was very upset I didn't get to go and do all the sort of vocal singing and the drumming, but that was primarily based towards sort of children. And there were a lot of, as I said in the report, there were a lot of school children there. But the singing and the food was very good. I did try the potatoey thing.
The potatoey thing
that Sean Powell, the director of Lakeside, suggested I try, that was there. You had to pay for it, but it was absolutely superb. I didn't stay till the end, because once you'd sort of gone round all the tents and all the marquees and seen everything, and it was... unless you wanted to go and make another boat, and I was very tempted to go and make another boat, there was not much more you could do. But the rain, actually, you say the weather, Bessie, it actually sort of held off for about 2 hours in the middle, which was nice.
That and is the, good luck.
The Dingley Dell that I mentioned, I think, in there as well, was absolutely lovely. All these jam jars have been hand decorated by the 20 different schools. And they'd each had their own sort of... I think it was split up into three groups of sort of three people in them. And they got to decorate their own jar. And just watching them go round, and it really was like a fairy tale, just watching them all go round with their little lanterns that they'd made into this sort of Dingley Dell. I was half expecting to see Tinkerbell arrive from sort of like Netherland, because that really was what it looked like.
This is URN.
The Culture Show Breakdown.